Come out to Rodeo Austin March 10th through 25th for a real Texas experience. Featuring Pro Rodeo, Austin's largest carnival, family fun, and live music. Enjoy performances by Ryan Bingham, Flo Rida, Ramon Ayala, Lainey Wilson, and more. Tickets are on sale now at RodeoAustin.com. Your ticket purchase helps grow the next generation of Texas kids. Sponsored by Coors Banquet, HEB, Holt Cat, Texas First Rentals, and The Grass Patch. Rodeo Austin. It takes grit to grow the next generation.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Salcedo Storm Podcast.
Left-wing extremists and socialists in the Democrat Party, do you know why I revile them so much, the modern-day Socialist Democrat Party? You want to know why? One of the big reasons is part of our focus this week on the Salcedo Storm podcast. It is their love and devotion to communist China. Many of you have heard me on many occasions refer to China as a genocidal, racist, slave state. And some of you may just take it on faith because you trust me, but maybe you don't understand exactly where I derive all of this from. By the way, everything I just said was true, which, in my opinion, really indicts the Democrat Socialist Party of the United States, that they would be so enamored with the most racist, genocidal, inhuman slave state on the planet, and they can't get enough of it. They can't protect communist China enough. 65 Democrats just voted not to investigate China, mostly in this so-called progressive caucus. Call it a communist caucus. That's what it is, because that's what they're defending. They're defending the most inhuman slave state, racist state in the world. So I want to give you some examples, and I will pull from non-traditional conservative sources to buttress my point. From NBC air quotes news, China accused of discriminating against Africans as part of the China virus fight. Ambassadors to Beijing and others say Africans have been harassed, denied basic services, and even evicted despite adhering to all of China's mitigation calls, their procedures. This is also echoed in the Los Angeles Times. No blacks, writes the Los Angeles Times, evicted, harassed, and targeted in China for their race amid the China virus, which is, you know, kind of rich because the China virus emanated in China, but they use that, as most communists do, as an excuse to target their enemies, who they believe their enemies are, whether it be race-based or ideologically-based. From the LA Times, Elo started cooking as soon as he heard about the boys on the street. The Nigerian trader opened an informal restaurant in Foshan, a manufacturing city, half an hour train ride from Guangzhou, where dozens of Africans became homeless last week. Evictions from homes and apartments started when Guangzhou authorities announced that five Nigerians had tested positive for the China virus. Within days, a campaign was launched to test and track all Africans in the port city. Folks, it was all they needed. It was just an excuse. It was all they needed to act on their racism. So I call them a racist state because China has been this way for many, many moons, which, by the way, while I'm targeting Democrats, what about King LeBron James, that sorry sack of left-wing excrement? What about him? He's a black guy that makes tons of money performing like a trained dog for communist China. The communist NBA sets up all their black players to play for their communist overlords over there and making a whole bunch of money, and they're willing to do so. It's just disgusting, isn't it? The NBA's love and fascination with money, even willing to take money from a racist state, a slave state, which is the next aspect. This is from Newsmax. This is one of my normal sources. The danger China poses as a modern slave state. Here's some of this article. Nowadays, the most dangerous slave state with modern science and technology for the production of weapons is the dictatorship of China. Its population of 1.3 billion people makes it possible to train several times more scientists and technologists for the production of the latest super weapons than does the United States. Such a large population also enables China to make billions of dollars from the slave labor of hundreds of millions of state slaves, which money can be used for the acquisition of science and technology for the development of post-nuclear super weapons, as well as the employment for the same purpose of individuals of genius from all over the world. What is the perception of the free world? In the 1960s, it was still fear and hostility. But though in 2000, the dictatorship of China began to torture to death those guilty of private gymnastic exercises, that is, surpassed in cruelty all the previous slave states, the free world's attitude to the dictatorship of China assumed today's degree of friendship, trade, and scientific and technological cooperation, in which Chinese scientific and technological espionage is inevitable and legitimate. How terrible a conclusion that article is, that the Western world, including the United States, looks the other way on a dictatorship because a slave state dictatorship, a racist slave state dictatorship, because, oh, we make money and they develop science. Most of the time they steal science. And that leads to the genocide. Millions and millions of Uyghurs. Estimates I have seen, 3 million Muslim Uyghurs are enslaved in communist China. 3 million people. And they're using them, abusing them, sterilizing their women, making sure they can't breed. And they are dying out. That's where the word genocide is introduced legitimately. And the Democrat Party in the United States of America can't get enough of China's racism to where 65 of their members would vote to not investigate China. The Democrat Socialist Party in America can't get enough of a slave state. These individuals who say America is a racist country turns a blind eye to communist China. How credible is their evaluation of the United States? Not very. The Democrat Socialist Party of the United States, to include Beijing Biden, the man who sits in the Oval Office, taking up space, yammering to himself, eating applesauce. That man and his devotion to communist China turns my stomach and should turn yours as well. The biggest threat to humankind is China, and the Democrats don't care. You should. And we'll talk about it next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to TexasScorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
The greatest threat to humankind on the planet is communist China. And there are those in the United States, we call them Democrats, who want to enable, not only just ignore, but enable this greatest threat to mankind in his long trek from the swamp to the stars. And let me give you a quote from my next guest. His name is Gordon Chang. He's one of the leading experts on communists in China. He's the author of The Great U.S.-China Tech War and author of The Coming Collapse of China. He wrote this: who here is tired of the CCP running Washington? Anyone else interested in kicking out every last Chinese communist? Let me welcome in Gordon Chang. Mr. Chang, welcome.
Thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate it.
Well, we know about Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden's deep ties with our communist enemies. Give me some other names of American politicians or luminaries aiding communist China and their barbarous assault on the world.
Well, we can start with the 65 Democrats who voted against the establishment of the Select Committee on China in the House of Representatives. So we have Ayanna Pressley, for instance, who has been very vocal about this. And she says, well, yeah, China's a problem, but we can't investigate China because that would cause anti-Chinese hate in the U.S. Well, that is a CCP propaganda line, which goes back years and which is totally false. We have China. It's been killing Americans with fentanyl and COVID-19. They've been stealing hundreds of billions of dollars of U.S. intellectual property. They foment violence on our streets. I can go on, but the point is, if we don't investigate these people, the only reason is because of the race of the attackers. And so Ayanna Pressley is racist.
I see. Well, you know, I think that that is a key point you've hit upon, because across the board, criticism of communism, criticism of left-wing extremism, criticism of totalitarians by the left is often classified as racist. Let me give you an example. If I say I oppose illegal immigration, Ayanna Pressley and left-wingers say, oh, well, you must hate Latinos, as if every Latino believes in illegal immigration, as if every Latino is a lawbreaker, right? That's their assumption. But they just that's how they try to stifle conversation. So what you're pointing out is that if you criticize communists and their genocidal, their racist behavior over in China, their inhuman behavior over in China, then Ayanna Pressley's piping up and saying, well, you're fomenting anti-Chinese hate. That's just cover, isn't it, for covering up for communism, which is really what Ayanna Pressley and those 65 Democrats are doing. They love communism. They're adherents to communists, and they just don't want us challenging left-wing thought. Fair?
Yeah, I'm a Chinese-American, so I would be the target of the hate that Ayanna Pressley talks about. Well, first of all, I have not seen any uptick in anti-Asian or anti-Chinese hate, and I just don't think that this narrative makes sense. As a matter of fact, I think that if Chinese Americans who fly the flag of the People's Republic of China, who support communism, they're the ones that are calling into question and putting me at risk, because I think other Americans then legitimately should ask, what are these Chinese Americans doing in our country? So I believe that if you really want to prevent anti-Chinese hate, you shouldn't be supporting the People's Republic of China, which calls us an enemy.
Right. Well, yeah, I got to be honest with you. We always classify, we're very clear, we call it China's government, recognizing that the Chinese people are every bit as a victim of China's government as America is a victim of Democrats. Every bit the victim. And so we're always very, very clear that I would wager the vast majority of the people of China don't want to live under that racist, genocidal, inhuman regime. That's just my opinion. But
you're absolutely right about that, Chris.
Yeah.
We know that from the protests we saw in October and November of last year.
Yep, absolutely. National security experts are telling me, Gordon, that China has infiltrated our government at all levels. They've bought their way in or through various techniques. I'm being told by certain officials the situation is far worse than the American public is aware. If the power structure in the United States is corrupted by communist China, as a conservative, my first instinct is to take away their ability to harm me by taking away their power. And their power is financial, of course. We have Article 5 Convention of States at our disposal in the constitutional toolbox. Give me some other recommendations you have for basically taking power away from officials in America who have sold out to China.
The first thing we need to do, and really this is the hardest thing, is to cut off the money supply to China and cut off the supply of technology. And that's fundamental. But there are a lot of ways that we can go about that. So, for instance, there are a lot of, ways that China funnels money into the U.S., which is not reported. Mm-hmm. There are federal reporting requirements that can catch a lot of this cash coming in. We need to tighten those. So, for instance, if you're the Communist Party of China, you can give $249,999.99 to a university, and it does not get reported. So that threshold of $250,000 per contribution is far too high.
Way.
So we need to reduce that.
Yeah, and I was wondering, the Communist Chinese also gave Hunter Biden $49,910, and I thought it was just shy of $50,000. Why would they do that? And I'm suspecting, I can't confirm this, but I'm suspecting it was so Hunter Biden wouldn't have to report the money, because there's an artificial threshold of which these Democrats take advantage of to hide their relationships with America's enemy, communist China.
Yeah, and that money was pipelined directly from Hunter Biden to pay rent, which probably ended up in Biden pockets. I mean, there's just a lot there that we don't know, and so I can't say that with assurance, but there's a lot of very funny payments, and so we need to get to the bottom of that. We need an FBI that is interested in actually investigating this, because they have shown very little interest so far in Hunter Biden.
Very, very true. I'm going to play somebody we've dubbed the Davos Diva. Her name is Vera Jourova. She is the vice president of the European Commission. I'm eager to hear what you have to say about this, because she's talking about the suppression of free speech coming to America. And this is a communist China dream. Listen to her words, and I'll get you to react.
Need the people who understand the language and the case law in the country, because what qualifies as hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S. I think that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law.
We have strong reason why it's in criminal law. And you know that people in the CCP or on the left, there's a reason why they want to classify certain speech as hate speech so they can shut you up. Yeah?
That's right. And, you know, and it's not just her. We have Senator Ben Cardin saying hate speech should be outlawed. Well, you know, Senator Cardin and everybody else, there's something called the First Amendment. And yes, if your hate speech foments violence against a group, yeah, that's not protected by the First Amendment. But most hate speech is. Now, hate speech is heinous. I don't like it. But the point is, the First Amendment is critical. Because if we don't have a First Amendment, we don't have freedoms. If we don't have freedoms, we don't have the America that we know. So this is important. Those Europeans don't believe in free speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why we were so successful way back in the day of separating from Europe in the way that we did. Folks, we're talking to Gordon Chang. He is the leading expert in our country, one of the leading experts on communist China, the author of The Great U.S.-China Tech War, and the author of The Coming Collapse of China. The communist China, you mentioned this already, that we need to decouple from that communist country. How can everyday Americans put pressure on woke American companies who are selling us out because of their relationship with China, and also our woke politicians? How can we bring pressure so that we can start this decoupling, saying we no longer want to be part of this inhuman, racist, genocidal regime?
There are two things that we can do. First of all, I hope that Americans support what's called COOL legislation. That's COOL as in COOL, country of origin labeling. It will require websites to say where their stuff comes from, and that means Americans can make a decision not to buy the stuff from China. Senator Rick Scott of Florida has been pushing this. His bill died in the last Congress. I heard that he's going to introduce it in the future. The other thing is that, you know, we have a lot of mutual funds that hold Chinese stocks. Matter of fact, you can buy stocks of Chinese companies that you cannot deal with as an American because they're on the Commerce Department's entity list. So you can't deal with them, but you can own them. That's ludicrous. We should be making sure that you cannot buy certain Chinese stocks. I believe you shouldn't be buying any Chinese stocks, but clearly stocks that are on our entity list. So these are pressures that we can put on our legislators to make sure that we do this.
You have connections over in China, and it is well known that they are getting hammered hard because of the virus they so lovingly and benevolently unleashed on the planet. They are now getting hit hard themselves, which I look at it as kind of poetic justice. And if innocent people of China weren't suffering, I would be almost gleeful that the communist government of China was suffering. I just wish it didn't have to happen at the expense of their people. What are you hearing about how much damage the virus is doing right now to China? Because I saw a report the other day that their economic output is at its lowest point since the 1970s. Is all that true?
Yes. And on Tuesday, Beijing reported 3.0% GDP growth for last year. that number is far too high. The Chinese economy is stumbling, and it looks like it was contracting, and it's certainly contracting in this quarter. And it's not only the virus, it's also because the fundamental problems in the Chinese growth model, which existed before COVID, they have not been solved. Matter of fact, they've been made worse during the pandemic as the government's tried to overstimulate the economy. So, yeah, this is a time they need our money, they need our technology, and we need to deny it to them. You know, what are we waiting for?
And I'm right there with you. That reminds me of, I don't know if you're a Star Trek fan, Gordon, but there was a point when the Klingon Empire had one of its moons blow up, and basically they could no longer afford their military expansion in the Klingon Empire. And James Kirk, Captain Kirk, basically had an opinion of let them die, let them be on their knees before we start bailing them out. And when communists, how they have behaved in the most inhuman fashion, I think the communist regime of China deserves to die. And as an American, I don't apologize for that. You?
Yeah, I Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek, is a hero. And matter of fact, we could learn a lot of foreign policy lessons from Captain James Tiberius Kirk. sometimes we don't understand how smart the guy was.
Amen to that. Gordon Chang, sir, the name of his books, folks, that I think you ought to be reading, The Great U.S.-China Tech War and The Coming Collapse of China, because frankly, communism cannot last. It will not last. It will always collapse under its own weight. Gordon Chang, always appreciate your insights.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate being on your show.
And that there puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. If you would be so kind as to pay a visit to a couple of websites for me, the first one, TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com. That's all the news that's big in Texas, folks. And if it's big in Texas, of course, you folks in Texas need to know about it. But the folks outside of Texas, you need to know the battles we're fighting here, the battles we're winning here, so it could be a template for you folks in other states. I can say that Texas is and remains one of the freest states in our union. Also want you to pay attention to ChrisSalcedo.com, if you will. That website will show you where to find the Chris Salcedo shows. On AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that so you can hear it all over the country. That's Morning Talk Radio. And in the afternoon, we got you covered over on Newsmax on television, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth, meaning its value, we don't measure that worth based on how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure that value on how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.
Come out to Rodeo Austin March 10th through 25th for a real Texas experience. Featuring Pro Rodeo, Austin's largest carnival, family fun, and live music. Enjoy performances by Ryan Bingham, Flo Rida, Ramon Ayala, Lainey Wilson, and more. Tickets are on sale now at RodeoAustin.com. Your ticket purchase helps grow the next generation of Texas kids. Sponsored by Coors Banquet, HEB, Holt Cat, Texas First Rentals, and The Grass Patch. Rodeo Austin. It takes grit to grow the next generation.